Today's shir is Masechta Tainis Daf Yud Ches. We will begin a Mitzvah Shem on Daf Yud Zayin at Mabeis. Three lines from the bottom, Amamar. In the previous shir, we had discussed the days that were Yom Tovim that were mentioned in the Megillas Tainis. And the Gemara, and we had learned that the Braisa said Metamnebei from 8 days in Nisan at Soif Me'ada until the end of Yontif is a fast day. A Tosef, and the reason why it's a fast day is a Tosef Chag de Shvuya. It was the days that we were able to prevail that Shvuah should be established. We know the Torah says that we start counting the Sfira on Machras HaShabbos, and after Machras HaShabbos, 50 days later, is Shvuah. So the Tzedakim, who don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, believed that we should start counting on the Machros HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. So they always wanted that the second day of Pesach should be on a Sunday. We, however, are of the opinion that Shavuos is not on the second day, is not necessarily on the second day, but it's on Sunday, it's on the second day of Yontif. And we were able to prevail when Shavuos is. And once we were able to prevail, they established a Yontif from 8 days in Nisan, says the Gemara, until the end of the Yontif. The Loyla Mesped, that there's a Yontif that we don't say a Hesped in those days. Ask the Gemara, but Lomeli at Saif HaMayid, why did they have to make a Yontif until after Pesach is over? Lema, it would be enough to say Ad HaMayid, that it's a Yontif until actually Pesach, but when we speak about Pesach itself, Pesach is a Yontif. Pesach is a Yontif anyway, v'osur, and we may not say a Hesped on Pesach. Answers the Gemara, Amra Papa, could Amar Rav. The answer is, like we learned previously, the reason they had to make a Yontif wasn't for the day itself. Rosh Chodesh was Yontif itself. It was to make that the day before, as we discussed in our Mishnah, we'll discuss in our Shia today, Mitzvah Shem as well, Yontif from Megillas Tainis, the day before, the day after, under different circumstances, are Yontif as well. Hachinami, here too, the reason it was established to make it Yontif, Le'nitzcha Ela Lesa Yoyim Shalachrev, to say that the day after Pesach is also, has to be treated as a Yontif. And based on this Gemara, says the Gra, we have a raya that one is allowed to fast on Isruchag. Because if the halacha were that one may not fast on Isruchag, so then the halacha ought to be that you cannot fast anyway on Isruchag. Says the Gra, from here we see that one is not allowed to fast on Isruchag, one is allowed to fast on Isruchag, and only because this was established as a Yontif, is the halacha you're not allowed to fast on Isruchag. Says the Gemara, Taman. We go back to the machlokes that we mentioned in our Mishnah, the machlokes of Yosi and the Rabbanon. What is the halacha regarding the day before, the day after, when we speak about Yom Tovim from Megillas Tainis? So it says, this Braisa, not a way we're interpreting, seems to be following the opinion of Yosi. That Yosi's opinion is bein lefanov or bein laachrov, that both the day before Yontif mentioned in Megillas Tainis and the day after Yontif mentioned in Megillas Tainis, we may not say at Hesped. Because were we to follow the opinion of the Rabbanon hold that the day after Yontif mentioned in Megillas Tainis is not usur. So if that's the case, what is shot in the Gemara's Teretz? Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, and if we're going to indeed establish that this Braisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, so then we have a question what we learned in our previous year. We learned in the previous year, why did the Tana have to mention Rosh Chodesh Nisan as a day of a Yontif? It's already Yontif because it's Rosh Chodesh. And Rav in our previous year said to tell us that it's that not only is Rosh Chodesh Nisan obviously a Yontif Medaraisa because it's Rosh Chodesh, but the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan which is the 29th day of Adar, is also to be treated that way. Ask the Gemara, but Esr V'Tishim Nami, the 29th of Adar, anyway, it would be Osir, it would have to be treated in, as a Yontif. My area, why are we saying that the 29th day of Adar has to be treated that way? Because it's the Havi Yom, the Mekama Yom, the Karbon Tamid, because it's the day before the Yontif, where the Karbon Tamid was reestablished. Typically, it's anyway Yontif. The Havala Yom at the Basa Esra Tamdebe, it's the day after the 28th day of Adar. And if we're following that opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that any day which is after the day of a Yontif, according to of Megillas Tainus, is also considered a Yontif. So we don't have to mention the Rosh Chodesh Nissan as a Yontif because of that reason. It's a Yontif anyway, because it's a Yontif because of the day being the day after the 28th, which is also Yontif, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. And the way to understand the Gemara is as follows. If we're following the opinion of the Rabbanon, who say that the day before a Yontif of Megillas Tainus should be treated as a Yontif, but not the day after. So now we understand why the 29th had to be mentioned, because it's the day before, not the day after. And if just because the 28th of Adar is a Yontif, that would have no bearing according to the Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, the day after a Yontif of Megillas Tainus is not considered a Yontif. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that the day after Yontif Megillas Tainus is also considered a Yontif, so the 29th is a Yontif because of that. So if it's a Yontif because of that, so it should be. If it's a Yontif because of that, so we again don't need to mention that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is a Yontif. The Tanya, because as the Braisa taught us, why is 28 days in Adar a Yontif? Best of a Tamnibay. Us as Besur to Toivel Yudoi, Klai Yisrael got wonderful news. The Lo Yidim and Araisa, they don't need to separate themselves from learning Torah. Shepam Achas Nigzu Gzeirah Yisrael. The Romans made a Gzeirah Klai Yisrael Shleyask B'Torah that they may not learn Torah. V'Shloim Molos B'Neim, they may not make a Bris Mila. V'Shechalu Shabbos, and they have to be Mechalu Shabbos. And the way the Mefarshim explain, the Mashah and many other Mefarshim explain, why did they specifically make a gzeirah on these three mitzvahs? Because these are the three mitzvahs that separate us from the Umas HaOlam. The halach is that we learn Torah, and the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, May Rosh Akilas Yaakov. The Pasuk says, Lo Osu Kein L'chol Goy U'mishpatim Ba'yidom. Torah was only given to Klai Yisrael, it wasn't given to the Umas HaOlam. In fact, Chazal teaches us, Akam Oisk B'Toyra, Chayiv Misa. Mitzvah Mila is also the mitzvah that makes us into being Klai Yisrael. And the halacha is that even if an Akam were to do a Bris Mila on himself, on his child, it wouldn't be considered a Bris Mila. And if, in fact, the halacha is that if a non-Jew is Megai himself, even if he already is circumcised from before, he has to do a Tafestan Bris. Because the Nice Mila, the act of circumcision by a non-Jew, doesn't have any halachic validity. Shabbos also has Oisi Beini U'Beinechem. It's a special bond that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The halacha is Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. And therefore, these were the mitzvahs that particularly disturbed the Romans, and they made a rule that we can't follow these mitzvahs. Ma'asu Yehuda ben Shammo v'chaverov. Says the Gemara, what did Yehudim and Shimon and his colleagues do? Hochum notu etzim matanisa. They went and they got advice from this noble woman, Shekol Gedoyli Roman Mitzunetzla, that the Romans knew her very well, Varmelhem, and she told them, Ivdu vevginu balayla, go protest by night. So what's the reason she said to do it at night? Because Rashi seems to say, at night, when you cry or when you make noise, it's, since it's quiet outdoors, it's much more something that people hear, and it'll be more effective. The Ben Yoyada offers a number of other pshatim. He says to remind them of the battle that took place between Yaakov Avinu and the Sarah Shel Esav, which took place at night, and Yaakov Avinu, as we know, prevailed. So that's why remind them that Klai Yisrael will end up on tap. Another pshat that he suggests is to remind them of all the wonderful nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us at night, the nes when Sarah was taken to the home of Paro, in the Paro home of Imelech, Makkos Bechoris, many different nisim in our history took place at night, and therefore that's the time where remind them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a nes for us. And the third explanation the Ben Yoyada says is because she happened to know that that night was the night that the Romans were gathering together for a meeting, and they would be all together. It would be the right time that we could be able to get them to hear what we have to say, because they would be all gathered together. So they went that night, and they made it, and they cried out, Eishamayim. They cried out, Eishamayim. The first thing they said, Rashi explains, is the first thing always on Mispalim, Mispalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they cried out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, after first cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they talk to the Romans. And they say, Loi achim anachnu, loi b'nei av achra anachnu, aren't we brothers? Don't we come from the same father, Yaakov Avinu, loi b'nei em achas anachnu, don't we come from the same mother that is Rivka, manish taneinu, mekolom v'loshen, why are you singling us out from everyone else? Datum goyzim alenu gzeris rosses, that you're making terrible decrees against us. Butlam, they stopped those gzeris, they nullified them. Vayisayim asu yontav, that day was made into yontav. So we see that 28 days in Adar is a yontav. If 28 days in Adar is a yontav, and as we explained, we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, so 29 days in Adar is the day after the 28th. So we don't have to declare it a yontif because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. We could declare it a yontif because it's the day after the 28th. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the day after yontif and Megillas Tainis is also considered a yontif. So I saw the Mashal explains what did they mean by saying Loi achim anachnu lo b'nei av achra anachnu lo b'nei em achas anachnu. She was saying why. The special bond that's supposed to exist between Esav and Yaakov is written in the Torah. So why are you decreeing that we shouldn't learn Torah? Why aren't we all children of Yitzchak Avinu who had a bris milah by 8 days? Loi b'nei em achas anachnu, don't we all come from Rivka? Who Rivka, the Ben Yad explains, was Shomer Shabbos. So we all come from such places, so why are you making this type of gzeris on us? Answers the Gemara, indeed. The 29th day of Adar ought to be a yontif, according to Rabbi Yossi, because the day after day 28. But what would happen, says Abaya, Amar Abaya, Le'nitzcha el chodesh me'uber. What would be if there was a 30-day Adar? So day 29 is a yontif because it's the day after 28. But day 30 would not be a yontif. The only reason it's a yontif is because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. And since it's before the day of Rosh Chodesh, that's why the day Rosh Chodesh had to be declared a yontif for such circumstances. There's a question: when we have a leap year, what is the month in which we celebrate the Yom Tovim of Megillas Tainis? So from here it seems that in a leap year, the Megillas Tainis is in Adar Sheni. But because if the Yom Tovim of Megillas Tainis were kept in Adar Rishon, Rashi says it was a Shana Muberes. Why is Rashi saying it was a Shana Muberes? To teach us that in the leap year, we keep the Yom Tovim of Megillas Tainis in Yontif, in the second month, which is relevant to questions. The most notable question: if somebody lost a close relative who is keeping his yard site, and the relative was nifted in a year when there was only one Adar, and this year there are two Adars, in which Adar is the yard site kept? In Adoration and Adar Sheni. It seems from here we have a raya that we keep it for in Adar Sheni. The Gemara offers another answers. A different answer. Ravashi Amar Afilu Taima Chaydish Chasa. That other only had 29 days. Kala Achrav B'Tainus Asur. The day after a Yontif in Megillas Tainus, we may not fast. But Hesped, but in a Hesped, it is Mutter. In other words, if it's only a day of Yom Shal Achrav, we treat it as a Yontif, but we only treat it as a Yontif to a certain degree. To what degree we treat it as a Yontif? That we can't fast, but we may say a Hesped. However, now that we speak about this day, the 29th day of Adar, Zeh, Horlu Mutl Ben Shnei Yom Tovim. It's so special because it finds itself between two Yom Tovim. The 28th of Adar is a Yontif, and Rish Chodesh Nissan is a Yontif. Since it finds itself between two Yom Tovim, that's why Asu Kiyontif Atzmai, Chazal treat that day like a full-fledged Yontif, and not only is it prohibited to fast on that day, but if feel of a Hesped Nami Asur, one may not say a Hesped. This is interesting because there's a day in the calendar that we still keep, where we're not necessarily keeping the Yom Tovim of Megillas Tainus, but there's still a Yontif in our calendar that has this same situation. And that is the Yom HaMiyuchas, the second day of Sivan. Because we know that the first day of Sivan is obviously Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The third, fourth, and fifth days of Sivan are the Shlosh Shimei Egbola. Says the Ramah, in Oru Chaim Simen Tuf Tzadik Dalet Sif Beis, and Ein Oymer Tachnun, we don't start saying Tachnun from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and we don't say it even on this day, Beis Sivan, and explains the Magen Avraham, because it's the Yom HaMiyuchas. And since it's the Yom HaMiyuchas, it finds itself between these 2 days of Yom Tovim, the halacha is that it should be treated as a Yontif. And we don't say Tachnun. The question that comes up, would we say a Hesped on that day? Our Gemara just indicated that we would keep it, that since it's such a big Yontif, the 29th of Adar, we don't say a Hesped. May a Hesped be said on the Yom HaMiyuchas. So Shlomo Kluger says that a Hesped should not be, maybe said on Yom HaMiyuchas. And the reason is, because even though it's a special day, but it's between Rosh Chodesh and Shlosh Yemei Egbola. Rosh Chodesh is not a Yontif of the Megillas Tainus. Maybe only, like Algamar discusses, a day which is between two Yom Tovim of the Megillas Tainus is treated that way, but not necessarily at the Yom HaMiyuchas. And the question that comes up is, we know that during the Sfira we don't make weddings, and based on what minig you keep in the Sfira, but if you keep the minig that you don't make wedding, the minig is not to make weddings until the Shlosh Yemei Egbola. And the question is, may a wedding be made on the Yom HaMiyuchas? So the Shal Shuvus, Divrei Malkiel, Chela Gimel, Simon Chav Gimel discusses it, and he says that he doesn't see how it is correct to make weddings in the Yom HaMiyuchas, but he says that the minig of his city, Lomja, where apparently he was the Rav in that city, was that they did make weddings on the Yom HaMiyuchas, and he says that it could be based on the minig that any day that this is a day that, according to the halacha, we don't say tachnun, any such day, even if it's during the Sfira, we can make a wedding. And since the Ramaz we just quoted said that you're allowed to make a wedding, that we don't say tachnun on Yom HaMiyuchas, so that's the reason why there's a minig that people make a wedding on Yom HaMiyuchas. And then many people have this minig not to make a wedding on the Yom HaMiyuchas. It seems that the Chaya Odom's opinion is that a wedding should not be made on the Yom HaMiyuchas. Amamar. So we began today's shir by saying, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, they established when Shavuah should be. And therefore, the Loy Mesped, they can't make a Hesped on those days. Ask the Gemara,
Why did they have to say that they established the Yontif from 8 days in Nisan? They should have said they established it from 9 days in Nisan. But Tamnei Gufer, but the 8 day itself is Osir anyway, for as we discussed previously, the Havle Yontif, the Tikkun B'Dayei Tamidah. They declared a Yontif from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until 8 days in Nisan because they reestablished the Karma Tamid. So 8 days in Nisan is anyway a Yontif, answers the Gemara. Kivan, Dikle Melsa, if something were to happen, Ubat Lina L'Shiva, and they would declare that the Yom Tov of the beginning of Nisan is not a Yontif, and the way the Rishonim explain this Gemara is if something were to happen on one of the days, that would be enough to make all of the days no longer a Yontif. If it's Batel Miktsasai, if part of the day becomes, part of those 8 days are no longer Yontif, the entire Yontif becomes abolished. The Gevuras Ari doesn't accept that. The Gevuras Ari says that if there's a reason why one of those 8 days should not be a Yontif, it should not affect the other days. So he says if there would be a reason that the 8 day should not be a Yontif, it'll still be a Yontif for the other reason. Again, following the Peshat of most Mefarshim, that means if that Yontif is no longer a Yontif, it'll still be a Yontif for the other Yontif where we prevail regarding Chag Shavuos. Says the Gemara, Hashtad Asus Lachi, now that we've come to this point, that a Yontif of Megillas Tainus, even though the other Yom Tovim Megillas Tainus remain Yom Tovim, but a certain day Yom Megillas Tainus, or a certain Yontif Megillas Tainus can lose its status, Esrim Atishim Nami, now we could understand why they had to make Rosh Chodesh Nisan into a Yontif, because of the day before, because of day 29. Because, even though 28 in Adar is already in Yontif, because explains the Gemara, Kivan the Ikla Milsa Palge of Batle with Esrim Atamna, were something to happen where the 28th day in Adar is going to be abolished for being a Yontif, Esrim Atisha Gufa Asr, the 29th of Adar would still be Asr to have a Hesped, Davila Yoyim the Mekam Yoyim to Kum Tidnida, because it still would be a Yontif, because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh, which would still maybe remain a Yontif. Itmar, says the Gemara of Chivar Asi Omar, Rav Aloch Krab Yosef, that the days that are Asr, the days are Yom Tovim, both the day before and the day after are Asr. Shmuel Amar, Haloch Krabi, made Aloch is like Rav Meir, that the day before is Asr, but not the day after. Ask the Gemara, Omiyam Shmuel Hachi, the Shmuel Paskin, that the day before is Asr, Vatanya, how we learn in the Braiser, of Shimon Gamliel Aimra, that says in Megillas Taina, Elu Yomin Delay Snara Bahaim, Mukzosin Delay Lemisva Bahaim. What is the Braiser? Megillas Taina is considered a Braiser. Why does the Braiser keep on using the word Bahaim, Bahaim? Umatam Loima Bahaim, Bahaim, Shtei Pahamim. Why does the Braiser use the word Bahaim twice? Loima Loch, Hein Asurim, that the day itself, which is a Yontif and Megillas Tainus, is Osir. Lefneim Lachreim, but the day before and the day after, Mutarim, are not a Yontif. And we learned that Amar Shmuel Alokim Shimon Gamliel. So who does Shmuel Paskin like? Rameyer, that holds the day before is Osir, but the day after is Mutar, or does he Paskin like Shimon Gamliel, that even the day before is not a Yontif? Answers the Gemara Mikara, Savakim and the Lekatana the Mekel, Rameyer. Since Rameyer is the most lenient approach, he's lenient that the day after is not a Yontif, but the day before is a Yontif. Omar halach Rameyer, so he passing like Rameyer. But once, says the Gemara, Kim the Shama Shimon Gamliel, once he heard the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, the Mekel Tfei, that says both the day before and the day after are not Yom Tovim, so he said halach Rav Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, V'chein Amabali, Amr Rav Chiya by Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan, the halacha is like Rav Yosi, that the day before and the day after are Asr. Amr Rav Chiya by Bali. So Rav Chiya said to Bali, Asbaloch, I'll explain to you what you said. Ki Amri Rav Yochanan, when we're saying that the halacha, that Rav Yochanan said, the halacha is Rav Yosi, that's only Loilas now. That's only in the days that are mentioned in Megillas Tainus, that we're not allowed to fast on those days. And we had a machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yossi, what is the halacha on such days? And Rabbi Yochanan says, like Rabbi Yossi, that the day before is also the day before is mutter. Not like Rabbi Meir said that even the day before is mutter. But regarding the days, says Rabbi Chiya, that are mentioned in Megillah's Tainus, that it's a yontif that you're not allowed to say a hesped, but you're allowed to fast. There we don't. There Rabbi Yochanan did not pass like Rabbi Yossi that said that both the day before and the day after usher. Rather, the halachas like Rabbi Meir, that only the day before is usher, but not the day after. Ask the Gemara, Miam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan paskin that the days that you're not allowed to fast, the day before is usher? Ask the Gemara from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a rule throughout Shas that halacha kedas is halacha kestam mishnah. We have a mishnah that's synonymous. That's the halacha. And the reason Rashi explains the Masechta Beya is we know the Rebbe was the one that authored the Mishnayos. And when Rebbe authored a Mishnah and left it as a Stam Mishnah, what he was saying, the reason I'm leaving it anonymous is because that's the halacha. V'tanan, and the Mishnah at the end of Masechta Megillah teaches us, Api she'omru magdimim lo ma'achrim. We know that the Purim, for cities that have a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, is 15 days in Adar. Others all have Purim on Yud Dalet Adar. But the Mishnah Masechta Megillah, beginning Masechta Megillah, Daf Hei, teaches us that the people who lived in the villages would come into the city on Mondays and Thursdays. Those were the days that Beis Din was in session, and those were the days that they would come to the city to bring their food. So if your Dalet Adar falls on Monday or Thursday, so they did not fall on Monday or Thursday, Chazal said that they should read the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday closest to the day Purim is. Sometimes, if Purim falls on Tuesday or Friday, that would be Yud Gimel Adar. If Purim falls on Wednesday or Shabbos, it would be Yud Beis Adar. And if Purim falls on Sunday, it would be Yud Aleph. So they made this rule because in the Kfarim, in the villages, they did not have anybody who could read the Megillah on their behalf. And they told them, you're coming to the city this day, you could read the Megillah that day and not have to come again. And those days are Matarim. But you can't. But Purim should always be celebrated by these people before Yud Dalet Adar, never after. And those days, says the Mishnah, Mutarim beHesped HaTainus. And the Gemara drills down, Amos, exactly what day are we speaking about? Ilema b'nei chameser, that the people, Purim is on the 15th, V'kakarle ba'abeser, and they're going to be reading the Megillah on the 14th, but the 14th is the Monday or Thursday. Ask them, Mishari, is anybody allowed to fast? Can there be anybody that would suggest that you're allowed to fast or say a hesped on your Dalet Adar? V'ksibah Megillah's Tainus, ask the Gemara, doesn't it say explicitly in Megillah's Tainus, Yoyim Abba Osaboy, the 14th day of Adar, Yoyim Chamish Osaboy, Yoyim Epurayaninen, are Purim, the Loi Mispabhem, we're not allowed to say a Hesped, the Loi Mamarov, the Loi Nitzucha, El Esa Shalzeb, Zeb, Shalzeb, Zeb. That even if we're celebrating Purim on Yud Dalet, we're not allowed to fast or say a Hesped on Tezvav, and so too, vice versa. Ella, we're talking about people who are reading the Megillah B'Nayim Abba Esa, that Purim is falling on the 14th day of Adar, but they're coming in the day before, the Karle Betresa, and they're reading the Megillah on the 13th, and we're saying that we're allowed to say a Hesper and fast. But ask the Gemara, how can we say so? Yoim Niknahu, that's the Yoim Nikner. And if it's a Yoim Nikner, it's a Yomtif. If it's a Yomtif, we're not allowed to eat the fast. So the Rosh asks, but we know Yud Gimel Adar is a fast day. It's Tainus Esther. So if it's a Tainus Esther, how can we fast? So the Rosh says, quoting the Rabbeinu Tam, that Yud Gimel Adar was already
established as a fast day from the time of Mordechai and Esther, and that's why we fast on that day. So ask the Pri Chadosh, if going back to the time of Mordechai and Esther, Yud Gimel Adar was established to be Tainus Esther, a fast day, so how could they made it into Yontif because of Yom Nikner? So the Mati Yehuda answers that what the Gemara means to say is it was established to be Yom Nikner, that you're not allowed to say a Hesped, etc. But the only thing that remained was that it should be a fast. The Mikrai Kodesh has a different approach. His approach was that originally Yud Gimel Adar was established as a fast day by Mordechai and Esther. And he says a Chiddush, that afterwards it was abolished as a fast day when they were celebrating Yom Nikner. And only after they stopped celebrating Yom Nikner was it reestablished as a fast day. Elalav, Vela, B'nai Abesa, we're talking about that Purim is on the 14th, but as we said before, there are years that they read the people from the villages, Kakarle B'treisa, are reading the Megillah on the 12th of Adar, and that was saying is Mutar B'Hesped Tana, says the Mishnah Masechta Megillah. But ask the Gemara, that is a Yontif also, Yom Tiranisu, as we're going to see soon. Elav, what's it talking about? The Karle B'Chadeser. It's a year where they're reading the Megillah on the 11th day in Adar. V'Ktani, Mutar B'Hesped Tainus, even though it's the day before the Yom Tiranisu. So don't we see that we have a Stam Mishnah that just because Yom Tiranisu is a Yontif, the day before doesn't mean it's us to fast or say Hespedim, like not a Stam Mishnah. How could Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, which is not consistent with this Stam Mishnah, says the Gemara Loi. We're talking about a case of Bnei Eser, Bnei Abbasu, Karakarli, Betreisa. With the Ka'am Rejoim Terainasahu, and you ask the question that the 12th is anyway Yontif because it's Yom Terainas, answers the Gemara, Yom Terainas Gufai Batla Batlua. They established that, they abolished that day as being a Yontif. Hoyle, because that was the day when Hergabai Shmai V'Ochav, Shmai and his brother, who were great Sadiqim, were nifted that day, and since they were nifted that day, they stopped it from being a Yontif. They were killed that day. Kihad Rav Nachman, he said that the 12th of Adar should be a Tainus. Amale Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan asked, Yom Tiranis who? Amale Yom Tiranis Gufa Betlua Betlo. They abolished it because they gave up their lives for Klal Yisrael, and since they gave up their lives for Klal Yisrael, that's why it should not be celebrated as a Yontif. But ask the Gemara, even if it was abolished as an independent Yontif, but why type of lay davalei yoim shlofnei nikner? We said that the 13th day of Adar is yoim nikner. So the day before, even if it's no longer a yontif because it's the day of yoim tirinus, but it is the day before yoim nikner, and it should be also behesped and tainus. Answers the Gemara on Rav Ashi. Hash to iu gufa betlua. Certainly, if a day is a yontif because of its own merit, it's more of a yontif than if it's a yontif just because it's the day before a yontif. And the Gemara is saying, if we abolished it from being an independent yontif, certainly, mishum yom nikner, nekev nikner, should we say that it should be a yontif because it's the day before yom nikner? If it lost its relevance to being a yontif because of that terrible episode that happened that day that they were killed, certainly that Shmai V'Ocha were killed, certainly it can't be considered a Yontif just because it's the day before Yom Nikner. Says the Ramai Nikner. Why was the Yontif Yom Nikner? Or my Tyrannus? And what is the Yontif Tyrannus? The Tanya, Nikner Echad Mafricha Yoivonim Haya. Nikner was one of the officers in Greece. He would raise his hands against Yehuda and Yerushalayim. When will Yerushalayim fall in my hands and I'll be able to destroy it? And ultimately, when the Malchus Beis Chinoi won, the Nitzcham cuts behind his yod of Raglov, they cut off the toes of his feet and the big thumb of his hands, and they hung him in the
gates of Yerushalayim, v'amar peshay medaber v'gavel. This mouth that spoke with such arrogance, v'yadayim shayim menifas Yerushalayim, and his hands that raised up their hands against Yerushalayim, tasbem the kama, we have in the kama, and they made it into a yontif. Continues the Gemara. And what is the Yom Terinus celebrated for? It says the Gemara, Amar, Shibikish Terinus, Lalik is Lunus Upapis Oche Belutkia. When he wanted to kill Linus and Papis in Lutkia, Amlem, Imi Amish Lachananya Mazar, Mishov Azari Atem, if they are from that nation, Yova Lakechem Yatzel Eschem Yodei. He said to them, if you are indeed innocent, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Chananya Mishov Azariah, so too, He'll save you as Chananya Meshav Azariah Minadim V'Nuchanetzer. Amaloi, so Lunas and Papas said to him, Chananya Meshav Azariah Tzadikim Gemurim Hayu. They were Tzadikim. V'ruyim Hayu Lassel Hanes. And they were worthy that a nation should happen for them. Nebuchadnezzar was also a Melech Chagin. He was a worthy king that such a wonderful nace should happen on his, because of him. So ask the Masham. Mashah asks that Nebuchadnezzar was no tzaddik. On the contrary, many places we see that Nebuchadnezzar is called a Rasha. So Mashah says that in this situation, Nebuchadnezzar was acting appropriately. So even though, of course, he was a terrible Rasha, here, then he was a tzaddik. The Yom Yaakov says, the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin says, Bikish Nebuchadnezzar, L'sadish Shiras V'Shishbachos, He wanted to compose songs in praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that were even nicer than the songs that David HaMelech composed. There was a Malach that prevented him from doing so. So we see, says the Iyun Yaakov, that he was somewhat of a tzaddik. Another pshat is the Ben Yoyada suggests that even when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, he was in fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this king had no fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. Roy Lassus Nesal Yodai. Oysa Rosha, Terinus Hedjerhu, wasn't a melech, and he's not worthy that Kiddush Hashem should come through him. Ain't Roy Lassus Nesal Yodai. Vanu, Nischayav Nekliel Amokim. We are Mechuyim Meitza, Vim ain't at our gain or harbor her gum yeshla mokum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could kill us anyway. He has bears, he has lions, but Lama Shapagan by Vahagim Asanu. Eloi Masana HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biyotcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting us into your hands. El Shaosla Paradem Menem Biyotcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take revenge in you. Vav Bikain, Hargum Yad. Even though he heard these powerful words, they had very little influence on him, and he killed them. Amaloi Zazim Hashem. And they weren't removed from them. Achibar the Yufli, Meraimi, and two officers came from Rome. Upatzos Moicha Begazirim, they hit him with sticks until his brain was crushed. So here we're learning the story of Lulus. Here we're learning the stories of Lulus and Pappas. And the Gemara tells us that the story of Lulus and Pappas was that the daughter of the Gemara Masechta, Baba Basra, Dafyura Amabeis, that the daughter of the king was found murdered. And he immediately accused the Jews of doing so. And these two people, who were actually innocent, volunteered to get killed. And this opens up a very important discussion. May somebody volunteer to get killed to save someone else? So Ramosha, and Igros Moshe Yerodeh Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid, says that under normal circumstances, of course, somebody may not be nice and nefesh to give up his life on behalf of someone else's life. Because as the Gemara often says, there's a concept of Mai Chazaz Dam Dachadach Samach Tvei. One makes your life more valuable than the other life. And therefore, one may not give up his life to save someone else's life, because who do we know whose life is more significant in the eyes of Hashem? But here, says Ramosha, they were giving up their lives for Klal Yisrael, because as we just said, there was a decree against all of Klal Yisrael. When all of Klal Yisrael lives are on the line, one is allowed to be Moser Nefesh on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. But other mefarshim, Ramosha doesn't agree with this raya, but other mefarshim say that this was a very unique situation. Here, it was that there was a decree against all of Klal Yisrael that they should be killed if they won't give up the supposed murderers. So Lulnius and Pappas would have gotten killed anyway, because they were members of Klal Yisrael. In a situation where they're going to get killed anyway, the halacha is that, so they said, we'll give ourselves up, we're going to get killed anyway, and everybody else will at least be saved. The Cheshukei Chemed has a third approach. He says, in a time of war, in a time where there are decrees against Klal Yisrael, there are a different set of rules. And this was obviously such a time where they were making horrible decrees against Klal Yisrael, and therefore the rule is somewhat different. We learned in the Mishnah, Ein Goyzim Tainas Al Tzivah B'Tchila B'Chamishi. We don't make a fast day. The first of the series should be on a Thursday. Ein Goyzim Tainas B'Rosh Chodeshim. And we don't say that we make a fast day in Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. And we had a question if they began a series of fast, and now Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim come, do we fast that day or not? So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Gamliel says, V'mischilu eimafsikin, Amar Meir, Av Pisham Rabbi Gamliel eimafsikin, even though Rabbi Gamliel says it should be considered a fast day, eimashlimim, we shouldn't fast the entire day. Ask the Gemara, Kama have a scholar, how much is it considered that they already began, that this should be the question? Rav Acha Amar Shalosh, if they fasted 3 days, Monday, Thursday, Monday, they began already that series, this halacha applies. And Rav Asi Amar, even one fast day is enough that this halacha ought to apply. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Zud Devar Yermaya, Shomer Gamliel. We just learned the opinion of Ramea that he said in the name of Rav Gamliel. Avachayimimim, Mas'anu Mashlim. And Dorish Mazutra Mishmeid Rav Hona, that indeed the halacha is Misana or Mashlim. But Taisa says, this that the Gemara says, that Misana Mashlim, is only on Rosh Chodesh. But Chanukah Purim, which are Yemei Mishta and Simcha, their halacha is that we're not Misana or Mashlim, because they Yemei Mishta or Simcha. Hanu Lach Sadin Tanis Kaitzad, Hanu Lach Sadin Tanis Kaitzad, Hanu Lach Sadin Tanis Kaitzad.